Good morning, and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. Again, I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we conclude our study this week as we talk about God's love. We've talked about the first 3 days about what God's love won't do, how God's love won't overlook our sin, it won't overlook our hypocrisy, and God's love won't bend His law to suit us, and that how God's love it won't keep us out of hell. And then yesterday we talked about what God's love has done for us and how God's love did give His Son to do in our stead and how He freely gave of His Son as a sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins. Today we're going to look at two more things about what God's love has done. The first being God's love has revealed what we must do. And that was all part of the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14 and verse 26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And then over in John 16 and verse 13, it says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you the things to come." The Holy Spirit and God and through inspiration have had writers, and we have been given the Bible. He has revealed to us everything that we must do to one day have a home in heaven with Him. When you look at the Bible, what do you see? You should see the love of God. You should see the revelation of His mind telling you what you need to do to be saved. And He does tell us what we need to do to be saved. If you think about Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, where Peter tells the children that have cried out and says, "Sirs, what must we do to be saved?" And he says, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The Bible has laid out plainly for us to be able to understand, and that's God's love working, wanting us to be with Him, and by Him laying it out here for us so plainly for us to be able to see and to be able to understand and to be able to follow, so that we can do those things and follow Him and become Christians and become children of His and live for Him. That's what the revealing of His Word has done, and that's the kind of love that our God has for us. You know, when we think about the remission of our sins, and you think about a giant wall, and you write every single sin that you've ever committed on that wall, all your sins are wrote on that wall. And it's just a matter of God has come up, and He's just taken His hand, and He's wiped all of it clean once we have become a Christian. And all the remission of our sins and the forgiveness of our sins, that's love. That's the love of God. That's what He's done for us. So not only has God's love given His Son, by giving His Son as the ultimate sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins, His love has revealed to us what we need to do in our lives to be children of His. And because of His love, the remission of our sins, to be forgiven of our sins, His love has done that and wiped our sins clean. Not only that, but we conclude this morning talking about how God's love has prepared heaven for us. He's prepared heaven for me, and He's prepared heaven for you. Back in John chapter 14, the first three verses, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." The Lord has prepared a place for us because He loves us. He wants us to be with Him eternally. You know, there's one song that comes to mind to help us conclude this week. It's a hymn that we sing from time to time. It's called "The Love of God." And I just want to finish by reading the lyrics. It says, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the oceans dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. The Lord loves us. He's done all the things that are necessary for us to be able to become a child of His and make it to heaven. And that's because He loves us. But we've just got to do our part. I hope everyone has enjoyed the study. Hope everyone has a great week. And look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.